Robert Lee Stinson was released early last year after charges against him were dismissed for the 1985 rape and murder of Ione Psychos. But he wasn't completely off the hook until last week because there were no other solid suspects in the crime. That changed last week when the state crime lab came up with a cold hit on the DNA found on Psychos' body, implicating another man, Moses Price. Price is serving time for a 1992 rape and murder, and he's now confessed to the Psychos murder. Innocence Project co-director Keith Findlay says for Stinson that's good, but in the eyes of the law, Stinson will never be officially innocent.
There is no formal finding of innocence in the criminal justice system. He was and remains exonerated and cleared of this crime. The only thing that's different is that no longer will anyone be suggesting that he still might be guilty.
Linking the Psychos murder to Moses Price instead of Stinson could have happened more quickly than it did. Price's DNA sample was one of many that was never collected when he was first incarcerated. It didn't go to the crime lab until last November, when hundreds of samples from inmates like him started pouring into the crime lab, slowing down the DNA crime scene matching process. Gary Hamblin of the State Department of Justice won't comment on the Price case, but he says the number of samples sent to the lab per month tripled in September.
It's like Christmas at the post office. We just have a lot more stuff coming in. Instead of looking at 499 samples, we're looking at 1,200, 1,300, 1,500 samples.
Meanwhile, no formal charges have been filed against Moses Price yet, and Lee Stinson will soon be asking the state to pay him $25,000 in compensation for the 23 years he spent in prison. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.